When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Inspire Health Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Jason Loken. I'm a naturopathic doctor and an osteopath. And in the Inspire Health Podcast, we like to bring you series. We round out a very big topic and we talk to a lot of different guests around that topic to try and field it as much as we can and get as many different perspectives as possible. And you are about to listen to the last episode of the series that we did on life, death, and beyond, exploring our greater reality. And this is part two with Mohawk Elder Daryl Williams. And if you didn't catch the first part, make sure you go back and listen to the first half. We're going to segue right into the second part of this episode, and we're going to get more insights from Daryl on his perspective and from an Indigenous perspective, both from Mohawk and Hopi perspectives as well, around life, death, and beyond, and what lies beyond the veil into this greater reality. So hope you guys are enjoying this series. Stay tuned and go check out inspirehealthpodcast.com and check out the new series that is going to be airing very soon. We are starting off with the next series, which is going to be Creating New Earth, a Collaborative Mission. This is going to be a really, really exciting and timely series. And we've got an amazing host of different people, from teachers, doctors, visionaries, game changers. It's going to be a phenomenal one to see what can we envision that might be possible or could be possible. Sometimes it's even already here that we can actually bring in and create this world in a new way. All right, everybody, much love to all of you, and I hope you're enjoying these series and these episodes. Please make sure to like, subscribe, and share. That helps us more than anything as far as getting this content out to others. Thanks so much.
So today we're going to go to the store, we're going to buy our potatoes, our vegetables, our fruits, or, you know, whatever we like. Well, we're lucky. So what happens if there's no food? You got a plant, right? I mean, we live in the Northern Hemisphere. So we're dependent on a lot of our food being imported, right? So, you know, I tell people, well, there'll come a time when we might have to put something away for a little while, you know, to make us through a few months. So, but yeah, it's, I see, you know, you're working, what are you planting? Are you planting food? What are herbs? What are you planting?
Yeah. All of it.
We've been doing a bunch of it. It's been really enjoyable, and it's been really fun with our 5 and 7 year old too. And the grandparents were all in there, but we've planted lots of food. And then, you know, one thing,
potatoes, beets, carrots,
kale, lettuce,
celery,
you name it.
They're going all out.
Yeah. And we've got a big section for herbs too. And something that we've been doing that's been really fun, and I've been really drawn to the last while, and my 7 year old, we've been foraging for, you know, wild plants and looking out and just being aware of how many, you know, quote unquote weeds are actually really powerful medicine. And these are things I've used for decades as a naturopathic doctor, but but I've never been so hands-on with them. They've come as sort of pre-done tinctures and we've mixed them. But now my daughter and I are out and she's like, oh, Daddy, there's cleavers and there's mullein and that's good for this. And so now we're harvesting them and chickweed, and now we're harvesting mm-hmm. them. We're drying them. We're making teas and I'm making tinctures for them in different places. And they show up everywhere. Like, I mean, we were just saying the other day, it's, you know, when you really are clear with something that you want to experience, but you're not attached to how it shows up or the outcome of it, it just sort of appears. Like I was reading about mullein the other day, one of the plants that is indigenous around here. And I was talking to my daughter about that and my family, and I wanted to get that because I wanted to make tinctures out of it. It's a really natural one for mucous membranes and good antimicrobial and ear infections and all sorts of stuff. And I wanted to make our own tinctures from it. And lo and behold, my daughter's out there the other day. She's like, Daddy, look, we went out in Canada and there was like three mullein plants that just started to sprout up just outside in our backyard, literally.
I think what it does is it actually softens our hearts and tenderizes us because we realize just how conscious Mother Earth is. You know, we hear of it, but then when you open up the lines of communication and you actually admire and show up to really see her from moment to moment, you realize there's a feedback. Like you ask for something and then a day later it shows up, not randomly, but because you asked for it. Like she is so generous and so like we are really her children. Like this is the consciousness, and it's such a beautiful thing to witness firsthand.
And it becomes tangible. Like you mm-hmm. just start to feel it. It's like for me, even recognizing the abundance of these weeds that we call them, we want to get rid of because they're a nuisance, but to actually see them through new eyes and see the sacredness in the plant because you recognize, oh my gosh, this is like powerful medicine.
It's actually
all around
showing
us.
Up for you.
Like, and it's popping up specifically, I feel like, for us to use it. And I can see a remembering happening in my 7-year-old where she's like, oh, Daddy, that's good for this or this, or that's good for this or this. And it's just this really beautiful process right now of genuinely having the time to really see nature with the on reverence that I feel is inherent in it, but that we've kind of been disconnected from it because we've just gotten so busy in the sort of outside world. And it's so beautiful when you get a chance to really genuinely connect to it in that way and appreciate it.
Yeah. It's amazing when you know, you're teaching the children. So they're learning about the plants and they're learning how to take care of themselves. You know, with the detoxing, the teas, the plants, the medicines, everything here, right? All the medicines are there to purify us, keep us healthy, right? So since the Industrial Revolution, you know, we've had a big disconnect with Mother Earth, right? So now you make that connection, that relationship back with Mother Earth. And that's all we need to do, right? You know, you could meditate, sit there and meditate on a tree or a rock, and it'll give you the wisdom you need, right, to make it through everything. It's all within Mother Earth. That's all we need. But, you know, we're at such a fast-paced world where there's so much going on. And if we just take time to do that, to connect back with nature, creation, Mother Earth, and we see how simple life can be, right? And you got to keep it simple, because if you have too much going on, if you're away running all over the place and, you know, you don't connect back to the earth, then I see so many people going out of balance in their life. So, you know, go take a walk in the bush, I'll tell some people, you know. Do a ceremony in the bush. Take a walk in the bush, and then, you know, maybe they'll see an animal, will come to them, a guide, you know. And that's the ancestors talking to you, you know. They'll tell you what you need to do. Yeah. You're like that hawk you've seen. So a hawk always gets its prey, right? They never miss. They're one of the birds that never miss. So you look at it on every scale where you can get whatever you want in your life. You can be like that hawk, but as long as you're doing it for the betterment of all, right? of all society, our whole family, everybody's family on the planet, right? We're one big, you know, family. It's dysfunctional, but we're trying to bring it back to a balance. And, you know, sometimes we've been taking us many lifetimes to create a better balance. So this is what we're going through. And I think in the next coming years, you know, I'm looking at our prophecies, and I'm listening to a lot of the scientists who are not in the system. Because when they're not in the system, they tell it like it is. Because they're not afraid of getting fired or something else happening, right? So they tell it like it is. And what they're saying is pretty drastic, right? It doesn't matter if you're reading the book of Revelation, the Bible, it's drastic stuff, prophecy, right? It's not a bed of roses. You're going through a shift here, you know? You know, I always say, you know, a woman gives birth. It's painful, right? So we're going through a rebirth, and Mother Earth's going through a rebirth. And so there's a lot of painful stuff, but how do we perceive that? It can be joyful, but it's all perception in our mind. Our mind has to be right. The mind and heart, when it's right, we don't look at anything as bad. We look at it's necessary for the well-being of everybody. For the future. So, you know, there was some heavy duty earthquakes on the planet in the last 15 years. There was a reason for these things. It cleared energy from that area. And it creates balance for the future. So you can't look at it as a bad thing. So we can't get caught up in the dark side of things, right? If you want to look at it as dark side, there's no dark, right? It's just energy.
Daryl, from your perspective and from your knowledge of the traditions, where are we right at the moment?
You mean where are we prophecy-wise?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. We're right in that threshold right now. Yeah. So we're literally, I'd say, we're so close, things can happen literally tomorrow, today, or we can have another discussion in 5 or 10 years and we'll still be talking about it. Mother Earth has a way of slowing things down or speeding things up. But, you know, we're going to see some heavy changes in our lifetime. And by I mean heavy, I don't mean negative. It's going to be beautiful, heavy things, okay? We're going to go through changes on the planet, and we see it with the sun every day. There's so many solar flares coming to the Earth now, right? So it's preparing humanity. It's preparing Mother Earth with the photons and all this scalar energy, right? It's quantum. It's beyond what we can comprehend. We're there. It's just enjoying the ride. Enjoy the ride. You know, don't get caught up in the fear. Choose love. There's one emotion here that has a great effect on people, right? That's fear. You know, and then love is consciousness, right? So choose that state of consciousness. And then we don't have to worry about nothing. We don't have to fear nothing. What's there to fear, really? It's your own mind that creates it, right? What about this? What about that? What about it? Well, let it happen. You know, this is the way we look at stuff. Natives, we're like, okay, you can't. We have a saying, like when you go get water out of a stream, you dip with the flow, with the current. Don't go against it. Don't try and take the water against the current, right? Because then you're going against creation. Whatever creation does, we tell Mother Earth, whatever you have to do, we support you 100%. Do your job. We'll do our job. We're not going to go against nature and creation. Say, don't do this, don't do that, please. No, go ahead, we're happy. Whatever you need to do, do it. Because it's for the goodness of everybody.
The Inspire Health Podcast will be right back.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. Game Time is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their Game Time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
I think too, Daryl, one of the reasons as to why, I mean, it's not an intellectual endeavor in even the types of series that we hold. We literally receive the title that we're supposed to be focusing in on a few weeks before the series comes about. So we just follow that and we put it out there. But with this Life, Death, and Beyond series, I feel like one of the benefits is that when we're not so attached to the physicality, to just what we know within the material world, and we start to know that we're the spirit embodying this physical temporarily, then automatically there's a feeling of non-attachment. You know, we're not just this. And then so even the process of death as we know it, or transitioning into another realm, might become easier. And I say this because we have come to terms with that too. It's like ultimately all we can do is, you know, meditate, ground, connect with the sacredness of the planet, of the field, and do all we can as we're being guided to do from moment to moment. And anything beyond that, it's like you said, trusting that ultimately what the earth, what the planet needs to go through, and the transitions that we ultimately signed up for on the spirit level, yeah, we're here, we're going to go through. And if that means the transition of this physical body into beyond and then reincarnating as something else at another time, then that's something that we've come to terms with.
Yeah, if we got to go down with the ship again, we'll do it. You know, it's just an experiment here. We're here to, and we continue on coming back, and we'll continue on. So, you know, a while ago I talked about that feast, right? To help the spirit and to help the family. Now, you can do this right at your home. Someone doesn't have to pass away to do this. You know, everyone should do this. You know, in our native culture, say do it once a year in your home. So you call in all your ancestors, you know, you can, when you're having dinner with your children, you just make a little plate, everything you're eating, put it there for spirit, call in spirit. And our ancestors will come and they'll eat with you. And you ask for guidance in your life. Whatever you would like in your life, they'll help you, you see. So we're making an offering. And then you can go offer that to the water if you want, or you can bury it, you know. Leave some berries with it. And we use the sacred tobacco, of course, we do ceremony. And then we, you know, well, you could do it in your own way. If you want, I can send you tobacco. And this will help you have harmony in your home and with your family and your children. So you're bringing them up, you know. I always share my culture. I said, you want to do it this way, do it your own way. But I know it works for me, you know. And a lot of people, like non-natives, come and I say, okay, do the ceremony, do that. And they do it. They love it, right? Because it's ancient, right? It's from ancestral way back. So, you know, we have to share what we were given. If we don't share it, we lose it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Share what you know. Most people, I know a lot of people, they like to hold on to, and they don't want to share what they learn, and I say that's not good. We're all one family here. So I myself, I learned from the Buddhists. I learned from the, you know, the Indians in India, you know, Chinese. I'll learn from anybody. And, you know, you want, I'll share what I know. And this is what we need to do. We need to bridge the gaps between cultures, right? How are we, you know, we claim to be a family, then no, you can't use my stuff, or, you know, no. Great Spirit gave everybody gifts. So, you know, he gave the black people a gift, he gave the Chinese, the brown race, you know, that's in our medicine wheel, right? So the medicine wheel talks about it. The white race, you're supposed to take care of the air on the planet. The yellow race was to take care of the water. The black race, the fire, the red race was to take care of the earth. So we all have a responsibility to do on the planet. But a lot of people are not doing the response. They're taking care of their responsibilities. You see? So what happens if you don't take care of your responsibilities? Mother Earth takes over. She'll move her back and, okay, you know, you're not doing what you came here to do, you know? So I know the Hopis, the Mayans, the Mayan calendar, they were given wonderful gifts and prophecy too, to share with humanity. So it lets us know where we're at, but it's a puzzle. So we got to put that puzzle together. You know, if you're Christian, and I'll say, read the Bible. But the Bible doesn't belong to the Christians, right? It was hijacked. I mean, it predates the Bible by thousands of years. It's all a book of prophecy, right? And it's a book of, you know, higher teachings and channel. It's all channelings, the Bible. So learn, share with others. But, you know, we have to know the truth and know what is truth. And the interpretation is important, you know. I hear a lot of people, I listen to this preacher, and he's, you know, he's interpreting the Bible, and I think I understand, you know, many aspects more of the Bible than he does, you know. Not to say I know better, but it's by studying other cultures, you know. When you know what you're reading, you feel it. There's metaphors, right? And it's, you can't take things literally. Mm-hmm. You have to understand the spirit behind, read between the lines when you read something, because it's giving you a different message. And depends where your vibrational frequency is at, you'll get something totally different than somebody else will receive. So, but it's being in connection with, you know, Mother Earth. That's important. She came here and gave us this situation, created all this for us. So we're here. It's a playground. So let's have fun here and do the best we can to serve each other and help each other, no matter what's going on. You know, if you put on the news, you're going to see a madhouse here on the planet. You know, there's a bunch of monkeys here running the show, right? And the crazy monkeys, you know, you know. So it's like, what you do is you bring a good understanding to your family. It starts at home. Your children, you're teaching them to connect with Mother Earth, nature, your extended family, your friends. Then you got a small community. You, whatever, you get spiritual gatherings, you just meditate together. That's great. So I got a group coming here every once in a while. They come and they meditate, you know. So we're doing service that way as a group. So that's what we need to do. And little groups all over the planet are doing this. They're meditating, whether they're Buddhist, Chinese, it doesn't matter. Everybody's doing their part, so they're adding to the, you know, the love of the planet, the grid. And we're here now. So we got to do the best we can. But yeah, getting back to that, we're so close to that time, because I have people come to me. And now they're starting, there's been a few people that have come to me and they said, you know, Darryl, I've had dreams that like, we're going back. We're in the mountains. He said, I don't know where it is. He says, yeah, that's our prophecy. And I says, yeah, we're going to go back to the mountains, certain locations, and many people will be guided there, all nationalities. But it's all over the planet. You know, Tia, you're from Iran?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so in Iran, maybe people will be guided to a mountain there. You know what I mean? And they'll be put through their sacred place, and they'll be taken care of. And this is, it goes on all over the world. We're spirit, right? We're from the essence of source, right? We're from the sun. So it's going beyond our nationality even. So that's what we need to remember and get beyond just, you know, I'm Mohawk, you know, I'm Iranian. Whoever you are, what nationality, I'm white, I'm black, I'm red, you know. And you know, we got to go deeper than race,
mm-hmm.
you know, to understand the spirit of family and how do we connect as that family. It's, you know, here on this plane, I think if we don't go through the shift on Mother Earth and we don't go through this ascension, 3D will stay 3D. We've been here a long time, incarnating here, and humanity's still at a level in nursery right now. It's from one day to the next, they love each other, the next day they want to kill each other. So where's the evolution? There's handfuls of people evolving. I remember stories of the past. They says when Mother Earth went through it, this great cycle in the Mayan calendar, I think it was two cycles ago, so 50,000 years, they says nobody ascended. And the last one, I think there was a handful on the planet who were able to ascend. They didn't do it. They stayed behind to help sacrifice, right? So now there's many on the planet who can ascend. There are millions now. Because we've evolved to that point. But you still have 8 billion people who are sleepwalking. So how long would it take if we don't go through this, right? Sometimes you got to be shaken to wake up. And this is what's happening. So, you know, we're going through the seventh. We have our seventh generation prophecy. That's what I'm referring to you as. It goes back to a time when, before our sisters and brothers came across the Great Waters, where you had two Ganyake Haga men, they were fishing in the water, and they were on a canoe. And they seen this beautiful creature glowing in the distance on the water. Did I talk about this last time? No? So they went and they paddled up to it, and it was glowing gold and silver. And it was in the water. So they took it out of the water. If it could fit in your palm. It had two heads, gold and silver, little creature. So shit, they brought it back to the village. This is our prophecy. And so the elders at the time, they told them, the medicine men, the shaman and the woman, they says, this is referring to our sisters and brothers across the water who are coming. So what they did is they took care of this little creature. And it started growing so fast. It grew to a point. Now they had started to feed it rabbits. It was eating all their livestock. It grew so fast. They had to put it in a cage. So it got so big, it was eating up everything. One day they noticed children were missing. And they could see it squirming in the belly. So they went and attacked it because it was now getting to attack the children and people. So it broke out of the cage and it split in two. One went to the north, one went to the south, gold and silver. So this was symbolic of what was coming. And we refer to this as governments, Canada and the US. So wherever it went, it destroyed the land and it created destruction all over. So at this time, our people went back into the mountains. They fled from it because it got too big and too powerful. these serpents. So now the time of the seventh generation is here. These serpents are going to come back. This is, they're going to try and annihilate us now. Okay. Physically. So we're at that point, and they said there's going to be a little boy who's going to use a strand of hair from the clan mother. So he's going to use the wisdom from the woman, which is unconditional love. And he's going to shoot it into the heart of the serpent and destroy it. You see? That's truth. It's unconditional love and truth. Because the woman carry this. So they take care of the children. See, men will go fight. That's, you know, we won't think twice, because if we have to protect our family, we're going to do that. But the women have this unconditionalness in them because they take care of the babies. They take care of them. So we're in a situation where we're in this prophecy right now. And I told many, I says, in the last 3 years, well, it started actually in 1990 when there was a big situation going on here on our reservation, and they sent the Canadian Army here. They sent 5,000 troops that were going to come into our reservation. And there was a big, they took over the other Mohawk reservation in about 40, 50 miles north of us. My friends were there, and there was a big fight, gun battles and everything. And they were coming into our reservation with the troops. And I says, oh, this is our prophecy, the seventh generation. It's unfolding. But the whole thing, it got resolved after about 3 months. And now it's coming back. I told our people, I says, they don't have to come here no more with guns and shoot us. I said, look, you gotta look at prophecy and interpret it. We have this whole situation that started with the vaccinations. I says, they're gonna get us that way. They don't have to come here and do anything to us. They're just gonna inject us. And you know, if you fall prey to it, but, and you don't understand the prophecy, and most of our people don't get it. But when I, you know, this is something that came to me, it's insight, right? So when you're on the spiritual path, you'll get insight into certain things. So you have to understand. Prophecy speaks to us in many ways, not just in one way. It's never just one way. There's, you can look at it many ways, and you have to be open to it, because spirit will, and things are always changing in the universe, right? Universe is growing, always shifting, always changing. Mother Earth the same way. So we have to be open to this. So we looked at this aspect, and that's prophecy right there unfolding. So we're at that level within it, within our seven generation prophecy. It says seven generations after our sisters and brothers came across the great waters that this is going to happen. So one generation is grandmother, her daughter, her granddaughter. It spans 70 years, right? And, you know, if you go 70 years times seven, that's 490 years, 500, give or take a decade or two. Nothing's ever accurate in, you know, In that aspect, even like, you know, I say with the Mayan calendar, I remember listening to the Mayan elder. He said, 2012 is not the end of the world. He says, we never said that. This was a group of scientists who said that because of the earth wobble, right? The precession of the equinox or the earth wobbles in 25,920 years, it takes one wobble. So they said that was the closest they could get it in 2012. To that precession being completed. But with their calendar, it's not 100% accurate. So it might be like right now, like I was talking about earlier. So we're right there for the, and the Mayan elder said, yeah, he said, it always happens after that precession. He says, the sun is going to change. What does that mean? You're going to interpret that. The sun is changing, right? Okay, we're hearing about a solar flash, right? It's, you know, they talk about it, the Mayans, and Kali Yuga from India, they talk about that, that there's going to be this Vartika fire that's going to usher the earth into another realm, right? So they were shifty earth's axis, and But by then, we should be in the sacred locations. And we won't even experience all the earth changes if we listen. So that's the salvation part, not to be in fear, right? We'll be guided.
Daryl, I think that's that all, I think, sheds lots of different light and perspective for people. Maybe in closing, because we've talked lots about connecting into Mother Nature and whatnot. We've talked about getting our hands in the dirt and spending time. Any other suggestions for people on how they can connect more directly with Mother Nature and be able to connect to that type of guidance before we finish up?
Yeah, it's just meditate. Meditate on Mother Earth. Go out in your yard, walk on Mother Earth ground, and, you know, offer a song to Mother Earth. Like I said, you can make an offering. Offer some food. Bring an apple out. Offer it to a tree. You see? If you want to do a little feast, do that. Bring it to the water. And these things are simple little rituals that make a difference in your life and everybody else's life. See? But meditation is the key. If you don't have time to meditate, contemplate. Everybody has time when they get in bed. Before they get out of bed or when they're in bed at night going to sleep, you could connect with Great Spirit and Mother Earth for 5 minutes before you crash out, right? And during the day, you can go out. You can take a walk on the beach. Mother Earth gives us everything, right? Constantly gives us life. So if we want to pick some medicine, say we need cedar because, you know, pine. So we're going to leave something for the medicine. You know, we'll leave some sacred tobacco, or if you don't have tobacco, you could leave something else as a gift. Then you go pick off another tree. You know, when it's give and take, give and take. So you're showing respect for nature and creation. This way, you always receive back. Mother Earth will give you 10 times more than what you give to her. Let me tell you, this is the way it always works. And it's not that we want back. It's just that it's a way of life. So when you teach your children, they have this respect. And they don't take. They're not takers. They're givers. And then you're just like going through life and you're like, oh, man, I got some abundance. Came out of nowhere, right? And this is the way it works. And it's good karma.
The Inspire Health Podcast will be right back.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. Game Time is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their game time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Daryl, I want to ask you, so when you were talking about the gold and silver, it brought up something that I've been kind of watching or looking at recently, and it has to do with Elena Danan and Dr. Michael Sala and Alex Collier. You're familiar with all of them. They've been talking for decades about star nations or aliens, ETs. And Elena Danan wrote a book that she published recently called Cedars. And she's, you know, she kind of illustrates her whole journey through from the time that she was a little girl until now and her connection with the cosmos and the ETs. And specifically now she's speaking of Enlil and Enki, so the sons of the Anunnaki race, and talking about them being one of the cedars, and specifically Enki returning now. So Anli and Leel was the son who basically wanted to enslave humanity, whereas Enki was the one who fell in love with humanity. And Leel apparently defeated Enki, who didn't have a say for a long time in the world affairs, but Enki is now returning, and he's offering a gift to humanity with it, which is immortality, or at least 1,000 years of life. But I was curious to know your viewpoints on that, and where the indigenous community is with the Anunnaki and that whole story of Enlil and Enki.
Well, there's a lot of distortions, right? In the truth, it becomes twisted. Like when you look at Enlil and Enki, the story, there's another version, of course. The good guy's the bad guy, the bad guy's the good guy, right? So there's confusion in that with people. And, you know, like I say, I run everything by our creation story. And, you know, we have the twins in the creation story, right? Tonohiwago and his brother was a good twin and a negative twin. So you got to go back to that, to the beginning, right?
Sorry, there's also Cain and Abel as well. So lots of these similar stories throughout different cultures.
Exactly. So you have the stories. So you have to run it by, now it's understanding truth, right? And intuition. So when people are lost and they don't know what is truth, you have to go inside and find your truth. And then what is it offering you? Like you're saying, it's going to offer you 1,000 years of life. How are you going to get that 1,000 years of life, right? What is it doing? Are they want to put a chip in you? Are they going to inject you? Well, then, you know, hey, wait a minute here. That's not 1,000 years of life I want to be. I don't want to be an AI robot, right? So you got to have spiritual common sense and apply it to prophecy. You got to apply it to life, you know? And then you'll know who's the good guy and who's the darkie here on the planet. Because there's obviously a very dark side here, and it's here already, you know? What do you refer to it as? Satan, Lucifer? That's referring to, you know, the reptilian race. That's who they are. So they're AI, artificial intelligence. So we know very well that it runs hand in hand what's been going on in the last few years in a big way, you know, with the 5D, 5G and all these technologies coming about. And, you know, you even hear of Elon Musk talking about it. But yeah, so when it comes down to all these people, like I say, all the channelers on the planet, I really listen to them. You need a foundation when you hear these people. If you don't have it's easy to get lost and to get pulled into their. A lot of them are good. Some of them are BS, right? So you could have, they could suck in a lot of people, and it's not truth. Whether they realize it or not, I think they're channeling a good light being, and it's really a dark being. And they're misled. And then next thing you know, you're following them, and it's leading you down a negative path. So you have to really go inside and look, connect with Mother Earth. She'll tell you. She'll tell you who the good guys are. She'll tell you who the darkies are. See, but you got to connect with her. Yeah?
Yeah. That has definitely been... that's definitely been something that's come to me for a lot over this last while, is like, especially when you're in the midst of so much information overload and so many contradictory ideas between all sorts of things. The only thing that made sense to me was to dive deeper and deeper into my own connection to Source, to Mother Earth, and then just let that be my own guidance. And then whatever comes to me that feels like truth or feels like inspiration that I want to then move forward in, that's what I kind of take. Otherwise, I feel like you can spend a lot of time kind of in just confusion, hearing all sorts of different things. So,
exactly. So run it through your heart, right? Because our heart connected directly with Mother Earth's heart. So Mother Earth, your higher self, will not lie to you ever. So if you're listening to someone that sounds amazing, you know, to live 1,000 years or you know, you're going to have this, you're going to have that. And we hear a lot of this new age stuff going on. It's so old, but it's new now, but there's so many twists on it, right? There's so many truths that have been twisted to a point where it's not truth no more. The New Age movement, I always tell you, you know where the New Age movement came from? It came from out of India, right? They went there, they took the ancient teachings, they brought them here on this side of the world, they twisted them to make money, and it doesn't matter what you do. You think you're following an ancient teaching, but you're giving them your money. And it's wasting your energy and your time because you're following something that's not leading you to enlightenment. You see? So you have to listen to yourself. We have a right, go in your heart, go right in the heart, go meditate in your heart. And your higher self, Mother Earth's going to tell you everything. Yeah.
I think that's the biggest message of our times right now is things are pushing people to have to go inside because ultimately, I think they think so much other stuff doesn't make sense or it's all creating too much fear. It's like they're being driven to start to slow down and start to reconnect so that they can actually operate their life more from that place of inner authority.
Yeah, the information overload, of course. There's so much, especially when it comes to spirituality, right? There's a big deception going on. Why? It's because to create confusion within the light workers, because we are sort of like the engine of the spirituality. So if you have millions of light workers who are lost, who are drinking, smoking pot, or, you know, they're lost that way, and then they're lost in their spiritual teachings because they're following a bunch of people who are lost themselves. So it has a less effect on us happening faster for the light to have a full effect on Mother Earth, you see?
Yeah, yeah.
So we want the process to be gradual and a smooth transition. But it's not always that way because of the confusion, right? The lies. And this is the way it is. There's a heavy dark force here. That's reality. If we can't comprehend that, then, you know, we've been going through this for eons in the higher realms, fighting with that dark force. And it carries out here in 3D. You know, it's going on the other realms too. So we have to really understand that aspect and you know, understand reality and have common sense with everything. Not run and hide from anything, but face it and say, okay, this is where we're at. And this is what we have to do to help everybody, help our family, our collective family. And you know, Mother Earth, we want to help Mother Earth. So we want to make our transition smoother. You know, because hey, if we go through what the prophecies are telling us, let me tell you, it's going to be wild. Oh, it's going to be something else. You know, hey, if all the prophecies happen in one day, it's going to be. I don't know if people can handle that. It's going to be a
roller coaster ride.
It's going to be a wild ride. Let me tell you. So it's a gradual. We want gradual, right? I'm seeing right now, but there's a negative force who wants the drasticness, right? Because they don't care about life. So, but, you know, we know better. Right? We know better. That's our inherent right within us. Yeah? The love, the joy, and bliss. That's what we need. We need that excitement. You know, create some excitement in your life. You know, I always tell everybody. You know, that's what it's all. Life can get mundane, right? Yeah, it gets bored. I'm with you. Hey, create some excitement. Do something, you know, do something different. You know, go jump in the river. Go have fun. Get out with your family. Go do something, you know. But you have to do things in nature, and nature will give back to you. You feel rejuvenated, right? You go in nature. Or jump in the ocean and see how good it feels, right? You know, it's amazing. It gives us everything.
I think we're going to go do some of that a little bit later. So anybody who's listening, buckle up. And
it's pretty simple though, right?
Like, well, and share with us some of the things that you guys do to connect to nature. I would like to hear what people are doing that is helping them develop more connection to nature and natural reverence for it. Take time to slow down, find stillness, have the intent to connect to Mother Nature.
Mm-hmm. Create ceremony, involve your kids in these rituals as well, in honoring the sacredness for the planet, because ultimately we are part of that within this reincarnation. So as you honor her, you're honoring yourself. So it's and opening up those communication lines.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Daryl, for being a part of this series again with us. We always love hearing your insight. And I love hearing the traditions and how that sort of ties in and overlaps with a lot of other pieces. I mean, this is part of the benefit of having lots of these conversations. You see, to me, the truth is where we start to see the constant overlap, and it lands in the heart. And when I start to see that, I know where the pieces are that are the most important. So thank you.
Okay, Lenny, you're so welcome. You know, from my heart, I'm grateful for what you guys are doing for humanity.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. Game Time is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their Game Time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time.